From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul announced $25 million for organizations considered vulnerable to hate crimes and vandalism on May 10th. New York has seen a rise in hate crimes recently, and Hochul has convened a summit on the issue. Hochul said, and I quote, "This is our defining moment, a moment to stand up as one New York and make clear there is no place for hate in our communities. I was proud to convene New York's first ever Unity Summit to bring together leading experts working to fight hate and bias. Working together, I know we can make this state safer and more welcoming for all," end quote. Part of the money is for strengthening security for at-risk groups and $3.5 million for the Hate and Bias Prevention Unit. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that incumbents Tara Backner, Ina Griffin-Gulzin, and James Doerr, and newcomer Sam Anderson are competing for three spots on the Coxsackie and Central School District Board of Education in the May 16th election. Anderson has served on the Parent Community Council, runs a family farm, has been a New Baltimore firefighter for 19 years, and is on the Town of New Baltimore Republican Committee. Backner is running for her third term on the board and has a master's degree in childhood education and literacy. Doerr is a graduate of Rochester Institute of Technology and is employed by Ulster BOCES as a teaching assistant. Griffin-Gulzin has a background in childhood and literacy education and has worked in the district as a teacher and a tutor. Voting takes place from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. May 16th in the Coxsackie Elementary School at E.J. Arthur Elementary Schools. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the first migrants bused out of New York City have arrived in the Hudson Valley, and I quote, "Less than 5 days after Orange County Executive Steve Niehaus received assurances from New York City officials that no buses carrying asylum seekers would be sent to the county in the near future, a coach bus arrived at Crossroads Hotel Newburgh in Orange Lake," end quote, on May 11th, filled with migrants. Police, security guards, and several well-wishers carrying welcoming signs were there when the bus arrived. The migrants came from New York City on May 11th, but had been brought there some time ago after entering the United States at the southern border. Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency on the issue to free up funding to address the arriving migrants. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.